Hello, Fosdem, and welcome to scaffolding your own Holochain application in less than 10 minutes. So, as you may know, Holochain is a peer-to-peer application framework, which means that with Holochain, you can build pure peer-to-peer applications. Like if I want to build the decentralized version of Twitter, which is Clutter, actually, in Holochain, there is a project named Clutter. I can build peer-to-peer applications that only run in the computers of the users that are actually running the application. So with Holochain, you can build decentralized networks that can be private, and they can do things like wikis or nodes or even peer-to-peer currencies. There's a lot that you can do with Holochain, which is why I'm excited about this project. So before, it was quite hard to get started with Holochain. There were a lot of overhead issues, boilerplate you needed to write. And this is why we now have a new rapid application development tool, which is what I'm going to be showing you today, from which we can generate a full-blown application and get started as easy as and as quickly as possible. So without further ado, I'm going to share my screen and we are going to start. So the way that you can get started using the tool is just with npm init holochain, right? This is going to download the generator and run it for you. And this is what we get. We get this screen, which is where we configure our application and the way that we want it to work and so on. And then we are going to click Scaffold Hub, and then that's going to generate all the boilerplate for us so that we can get started quickly. To use this scaffolding tool, there are a couple of three concepts that you need to grasp, which is Holochain application, that's an easy one, then DNA, then zones. If you want to learn more in detail about them, you can just click on core concepts and it will give you detailed explanations about those concepts. For now, I'm just going to give you a high level overview so that you can understand what's going on here. And what I'm going to do is generate a wiki type application. So users can post new wiki pages, and there are some editor roles, only the editors can edit the pages. And then you will be also able to search by the content of the page, right? So that you can get customized results for your watch. Okay, so application name, I'm going to call it my awesome wiki. I'm going to, there are some UI templates that you can choose from. I'm going to choose Spelt because I like it. And then here, the DNA. So each DNA is like the rules of the game that you're playing, and each DNA will bootstrap its own network, right? So if I have one DNA in my application, that's going to be one network. If I have two DNAs in my application, that's going to be two networks. And in this case, I'm just going to have a main, quote unquote, main DNA, which I'm going to call wiki. And in here, we are going to be storing pages, we are going to be storing roles, basically everything. But then I'm going to have a complementary DNA. Okay, so I'm just adding a new DNA here, which I'm going to call indexer. And this DNA is going to take care about the search functionality, right? So in this DNA, only quote unquote quick and fast, maybe server type nodes are going to be present in here, which are the ones that can have a lot of storage and a lot of bandwidth to serve in search requests, right? Because searching is hard in distributed spaces. So we are going to have some special nodes that are going to be handling that search functionality for us. Okay, so that's for the DNAs. We are not going to need more DNAs than these two for now. I'm going to go back to the wiki one. And in here, we are going to have the pages and the roles, basically. So then we need to define the zones. And you can think of zones as Holochain modules, right? So a DNA is a set of zones, and each zone is meant to be a module that could be reused in different DNAs. So in this case, It's quite easy because in this wiki, we are only going to have some pages and roles, and whoever has some role can edit the page. So I'm going to have the pages zone, right? So here we have only one zone, which is pages. And then I'm going to have also the roles zone, right? So we have two zones, pages and roles. And inside the pages zone, I'm going to have only one entry definition, and an entry is a type of data that is going to be stored in the network. So in this case, the page, right? So if we are going to be storing wiki pages, we need to store a single page and then maybe update it and so on. So each page is going to have its content, right? So and this is a JSON sample. So this is an object, a JSON object, that's from which then the application tool is going to scaffold types for. So this is a sample wiki page. And then I'm deciding it's also important to have the author in here, and the author is going to be a random hash pub key. In the future, this is going to be better. It's going to recognize this is not only a string, but a public key in itself. But for now, we have to make it interpret as a normal string. And each page can be created, obviously. It can be read, it can be updated also, but we are making it so it cannot be deleted, because it would make it weird to have a page and some links to that page, but then that page be deleted. That's going to be inconsistent for us. So this is the way that you define an entry inside a zone. This one I've made more detailed, but the other ones I'm going to skim through. Basically, inside the roles zone, I'm going to have some role definition, which is basically the role name for now. For example, editor, right? And then it cannot be either updated or deleted. And then I'm going to have some role assignment entry, which is actually the role definition hash. And this is some hash. And then the assignee, which is some pub key. And then this can be created and read, but not updated and deleted. Okay, so that's for the wiki DNA. Let's go back to the indexer one, and I'm going to call this a search by text zone, and the only entry definition that's going to have is some text content entry definition, which is going to be like content. This is a sample wiki content for now. And then also the wiki page hash, right? And all this configuration, all the zones and entry definitions and DNAs that you need are going to change depending on your needs. So don't get too fixated on the entries I'm putting here. It actually takes some training to develop, like, okay, I'm going to need these zones, I'm going to need the entry definitions. Here we are just concentrating on getting started as simply as possible. So if you just want to get started with the demo, everything that comes with the scaffolding, that's totally fine as well. So some hash, and this, it can be updated or deleted. Okay, let's say that it can be deleted, because we are going to show this with the scaffolding. And we are done for now. We don't need anything else. So I'm just going to click scaffold hub. This is the preview, what's going to be generated, and you can go inside and see what's going to be generated for us, right? I'm going to go over it in just a moment. And then we have scaffolded our application, and then it says, okay, you can do manual setup, which is like this, or automatic setup. I like automatic setups, so I'm just going to click this. And as you can see, the automatic setup is running here already, right? So automatic setup, it's installing the normal dependencies that you need. It's also installing Nix, which is the tool that we use in the Holochain ecosystem to handle the dependencies. And in here, we have links to important documentation, important resources that you can use to get started actually developing your application, right? Okay, so now I'm going to just go to, let's see, my awesome wiki. Now we have this scaffolded. I'm going to open Visual Studio Code here just for us to see what just got created for us. Right, and as we saw, and keep in mind the automatic setup is finishing here, it's just doing npm install for now. But for now, we can take a look at what has been generated. So Holochain development right now is done in two languages, two main languages, which is Rust for the backend and then normal JavaScript for the frontend, right? Or you could use any other tooling for the frontend. At the end of the day, you can treat Holochain as a normal backend for you. That you point to a local node rather than a node running on a server. So you could build different types of applications. This is a web Holochain application, so it's front end, it's written in JavaScript, normal JavaScript. So what do we got here? We have a README with some instructions, right? So you can just publish this to GitHub or to whatever, and everyone could get started with its bootstrap. The automatic setup has finished, so we now, as you can see, there are some node modules and well, everything is set up for us. So I'm going to get here, and then I have already enabled the Holochain caches with this, and then I'm just going to go inside the Nix shell. And for now, I want to run the tests to see that everything is working. Right, and I'm going to pause the recording because this could take some time since Rust compiling takes a bit of time. So Rust finished the compilation, and now the Holochain integration tests are going to run. And in the CLI, what's happening is that like all the DNA zones and entry definitions have generated some tests, and then those integration tests are being run. So real Holochain nodes are being spawned, and then there are some UI calls that simulate UI calls from the front end to the Holochain nodes, and then it's testing that the functions are behaving as they should, right? So first we are going to let the tests finish, and then we are going to see those tests that have been automatically generated, right? So we have 15 tests passed, perfect. And then what's the code for that? Inside tests, we have source, and these are integration tests. These are written in TypeScript, using the Triorama testing framework that Holochain has. So for every DNA, we have a test folder, and for every zone, we also have a test folder. And then every entry definition has generated a test. And then, for example, this is the page entry definition that we talk about. And these are the tests for create, read, update, and delete. And here we can see that we are testing, okay, this is bootstrap, two Holochain nodes, actually. This is call create page, and then make sure that all the inputs, all the results are fine. And then read that page, and show that the content is the same, and then update that page and show that everything works correctly, right? So we have tests generated all for every one of those DNAs, zones, and entries. So what else do we have generated? We have generated actually the backend, right? So those tests are testing something. This is the backend that those tests are testing. So for every DNA, we have a DNA folder, and then inside every DNA, we have a zones. And then this is what a zone looks like, right? So Zoom is a normal Rust crate. Like it has some dependencies, it has a lib.rs, and then it has for every entry definition, it has a module, and inside every module, it has the definition of the entry. And here you can see that it has generated the Rust track for every entry definition, right, with the content of the entry as it should be. And then it also has the handlers, which is the CRUD handlers for this type of entry that we defined in the scaffolding. So get, this is the read, create, this is the create, update, and we didn't set any delete, so there is not delete in this case. Okay, so that's for the backend. We also have UI, which is very, very simple for now, spelled application. And here it's important to note that we this is TypeScript, and it has also generated the TypeScript types for the entry definitions that we need. So if we go back to the page entry definition, it has content and author, and this is Rust. This is type for, types for the backend, and this is types for the frontend, right? So in TypeScript, we have content and author, and these are going to be the same in the in both backend and frontend, so that you can get started really developing your application. So last thing I want to show is how do you bootstrap an agent and start working with the front end, both front end and back end. So a really cool thing that you can do is actually run a full blown Holochain network. And here you could you can set the amount of nodes that you want your network to be. I'm going to set 3, but you could set 4, 5, or however many nodes you want your network to have. And that's going to run 3 Holochain nodes and 3 UI servers, and that each of the 3 are going to connect to the appropriate node in the backend, right? So in Holochain, every agent has to have its own node, right? So you can't really have a node that contains more than one agent type of thing. And what's going to do is bootstrap those 3 nodes, connect them together, right? So they form a Holochain network, and then have the UIs, they are coming right now, these UIs connecting to each of the nodes. So let's see. Okay, so I just had to pause for a bit, so it took a bit of more time, but we have it here now. This is one of the agents that has spawned the both backend and the frontend. We are looking at the frontend now, and this has created a new Holochain entry with this hash, right? And this is a page entry that's the entry definition that we put in the scaffolding tool. And if you can see, we have one node, one frontend in port 8000, but then we have one other frontend running in 8001, and then one other running 8002. So these are the 3 agents that are interacting with each other. One last cool thing that you have here is that you have the Holochain Playground, which is a tool to inspect Holochain networks. And you can see that here, you can see the 3 nodes that are running in your network. And if you click in each of the nodes, you can see all the source chain entries. So all the local entries that these nodes have committed. And then you can also see the global entries, all the entries that are being committed in this Holochain network. I'm going to switch over because we are looking at the indexer network, right? Remember, we said that this is going to be scaffolding 2 networks, the wiki one and the indexer one. We are looking at the indexer one, which is not that interesting for now. I'm going to switch over to the wiki one. And the wiki one is more interesting, right? Because this is the one that we have created a new page. And if we can see here, this has created a new app entry. And if we see what has been created as this app entry, it's a page, right? This is a sample wiki page, and we can see it here also. These are all the entries that have been committed in the network, and we have a new entry here that's actually being committed by the 3 agents separately. So this has been it. I hope you enjoyed this little tutorial and have a good time generating your HoloChain applications and getting started without having to write any boilerplate. And that's it. We are going to see each other now in the Q&A. I hope that, I don't know if you have any questions regarding this, but you could get started with the process itself and just run through the process really, really quickly and see if you bump into any issues and we can solve them on real time. So thanks a lot for your attention and see you around in Fosden. Bye.